Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio for Monday, February 22nd, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City, as we'll be doing every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We've got a great show tonight for you. We're going to have some special guests, spoken word artist, Kim Duwop Bryan from Cincinnati, Ohio, who'll be discussing her upcoming events, as well as starring roles in, get this, The Coochie Chronicles. You don't want to miss this. This is Word Sexy Radio, and I'm coming at you live tonight. We want to welcome you onto the show tonight as we continue on tonight, going on with our vibe. In a few minutes, we'll have our caller calling in, and she's going to call in and talk to us about her upcoming events. That's Kim Duwop Bryant. She'll be here, and she'll be discussing her things. But as we wait on that, we're going to bring you up to speed on what's going on. As some of you may know, I just dropped a new book this week called Contagious Lust, along with another author, and her name is Essence Black. Shout outs to you. I just wanted to let y'all know that this book has just dropped, and it's out there for you with a bunch of small and nice, sexy stories. You know, stories that you can use to get with your man or your woman and talk about and just kind of go through some things with them, you know, get you hot and ready to go. Yes. And this is Word Sexy Radio, bring it to you. Like I said, we've been doing pretty good here, getting our things going and getting everything set. The weather here has been kind of crazy, but we've been doing well. So all we want to do now is just get through the winter so we can get started on through. But, yeah, we got upcoming events coming up next week. Our show is going to have Shay Nolan. She's a phenomenal author that has a new book out called Everything You Owe Me. We'll be talking to her, and we'll be trying to find out what her projects are and what she's going to be doing. So just feel free to call in. The number is 347-215-8539, and that is to get in touch with Word Sexy Radio tonight. And right now, as you can see, we're gonna get our calls going. As soon as we do, we will definitely be ready on that. So right now, here we are, doing our thing on the radio. This is Word Sexy Radio. Right now, I think my caller might be calling in. Is my caller there?
Yes, yes. Hello.
And, well, guess who we have on the show right now? Kim Duwop Bryant. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Red Snapper?
I'm doing just fine. I'm glad that you can make it to the show. And I was just bragging about you a few minutes ago, but nobody can brag better than you about yourself. So we want you right now to just come on and just give us a little bit of history of what's going on with you right now.
All right. Well, as you know, and some people may not know, I am located in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, yes.
Born and raised in the tri-state area. And right now I'm hosting. I have two separate poetry events that I do weekly. I do an open mic event every Tuesday called Tranquil Tuesday Poetry Lounge. That's at Fat Daddy's Club. And then on every Saturday, we do a feature poetry set, which is called Spoken Soul Saturdays. And we bring in people from all around the country, and we just have a good time. So that's what's going on with that. Yeah,
that sounds really good. And I know, see, we had a chance to do a show here called Word Sexy Poetry, Erotic Poetry, here in Kansas City, and Duwop was here, and she definitely threw down and stole the show, as we know. So we're going to have more from her in just a second, but we want you to call in right now. The number is 347-215-8539. If you got any questions for Miss Duwop, come on and ask them right now. While we're waiting on some calls, can you tell us a little bit about this thing that you're doing called The Coochie Chronicles?
Oh, yes, I most definitely can. Coochie Chronicles, the spoken word stage play, is a play. It's kind of like an offset of the Vagina Monologues, if you might be familiar with that.
Uh-huh.
But from African-American woman perspective.
So we do.
It's a group of about 10 lady poets from right here in this area, a couple
uh-huh.
that travel in to be with us, and, you know, some of the hottest poets around, I must say. And we just come together and, you know, speak our words and tell our stories, and, you know, we laugh, we cry, we hurt, and we heal together. That's what we do.
I know that's right. That sounds really good. Now tell us, is this really erotic, or is it just about all kinds of things?
Oh, this is about all kinds of things, but you definitely got your erotic pieces in there for sure, because, you know, as women over the age of 21, we've all probably had a few experiences, I would say.
I know that's right. And you can say whatever you want on the here on the show. So
all right.
This is internet radio, so if a little words come out that you think is inappropriate, don't worry, it's cool here. So, like I said, we want to get some callers to call in. It's no problem. Right here, just call us in at 347-215-8539. And this is Word Sexy Radio, coming at you right here on the internet and Blog Talk Radio. And I think we got a caller coming, trying to get in right now. Let's see. Caller, are you there? We have a little problem with the caller. Caller, are you on? Well, while the caller is getting himself ready, we'll get some more questions out to you. I mean, I'm glad I had the opportunity to work with you, Ms. Kim. And or do you want me to call you Doo-Wop?
Oh, you can call me Doo-Wop.
Okay, Doo-Wop. Now, you know what my next question is going to be.
What is it?
And how did you learn or get this name, Doo-Wop?
Well, you know, I'm a poet and I'm a vocalist as well. So Doo-Wop,
okay.
You know, that's a musical term. And so, you know, I derived that name actually before I even really got into the spoken word scene. I was, you know, singing and writing my music. And then, Laura Hill, she has that song called Doo-Wop, a.k.a. That Thing. So
right,
I felt
right.
like, you know, I mean, I'm that thing, so why not be Doo-Wop?
Know
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and you are. You're definitely that.
And, you know, my saying is do wop or do nothing.
I know that's right. Now, caller, are you there now? If the caller is there, you can ask your question. Okay, callers are kind of getting mixed up here. I see there's a couple
okay.
of callers here on the line. But,
okay.
You know, I always wanted to know what do wop stood for, and now I know. So. What do you have going on now? Is there anything that's new coming up that you got going on, or is it just? Or you say you sing, so are you gonna be coming up with an album or something?
Oh yes, most definitely. I have one project out right now. It's called Soul Confessions. It's a compilation of poetry and music, and you know, just
uh-huh.
a little bit of everything that I do. I'm working on right now my sophomore project. Coming out, yet to be titled, but I'm working on that, and it's going to be a little mixture, but this time a little more focused on the spoken word.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Now I see that there is a caller here. Now, caller, are you ready to ask your questions, or should we wait? I'm trying to get the caller here unmuted. Let's see. All right. Well, that sounds really good, and I'm looking forward to getting that from you, Ms. Doo-Wop. You know, because
right.
I know that I've seen you actually perform live, so I know what you can do, and I know how you arouse the crowd with your spoken word. So we definitely want to hear your singing abilities, too. And hopefully tonight you have a couple of poems that you might want to say or do online, if that's all right.
Oh, you know I do. I always love to share.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Well, before we do that, let me put this number out one more time, because maybe people
okay.
are having problems with the number. It's 347. 215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, so make sure that's what you're calling when you call, because this is grown folks over here talking, all right?
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
So Miss Doo-Wop,
yes.
I see that you, and I'm not trying to get in your business, but I got to ask you this. I see that you are about to get married. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I just recently got engaged on Christmas Eve.
All right, congratulations.
Thank
right.
you so much. You know, I've been waiting all my life for this, so to speak.
I know.
And I found a wonderful man. Yeah.
That's great. It's nothing wrong with getting somebody that you know is the right one for you. So well, that's
yes.
definitely good. Now, let's see. Caller, are you there? my callers are having problems coming in tonight for some reason. But I see there's a couple of callers here online, but maybe they don't want to speak. I mean, they have the opportunity to ask questions whenever. Just let me know so we can get you in. Okay, so what we're going to do now is, do you have a couple of pieces ready that you would like to start out with?
Sure, sure. Actually, I have a piece that I just wrote just recently, and it's called Snow Confessions, and I keep telling my family here in Cincinnati that I think that I brought all this snow on us because we've been knee-deep in snow for the past few weeks.
We've been like that also since December.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we just had some snow last night here in Kansas City, so
okay. You're
not by yourself on that one.
All right. Yeah,
all right,
well, it's called
whenever you're ready, Ms. Duval.
Snow Confessions.
We're going to turn this down so you can do your thing.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
So you can call Snow Confessions. You can call me Jack Frost, baby, because I'm nipping at your nose. I'm that frost biting on your ears and toes, and God knows I be praying for snow days like a school-age child. Praying that the snow would come down and snow us under, leave us snow-covered like snow-capped mountains till the snow train comes to dig us out. And I've got something better than FDIC protection, so guide your snow dog in the snow bunny's direction. Make a snowbank deposit. But leave your snowsuit in the closet because it's warm in here. The storm is near, and these Arctic winds can blow you down then get you back up. Pull your snow boots back up because it's bound to get deep. You've probably never heard of drowning in a snow heap, but this is love, peace, and snow, baby. We can make snow angels. We can make snow angels and snow babies, build snow castles, have snow dreams with snow mounds of whipped cream and white chocolate syrup. We can make more deliveries than the United States Postal Service because we can even work it on holidays. I'm never amazed when snow blasts are in the forecast blowing those 60-mile-an-hour winds that cause 7-inch snow drifts. I need a ski lift to the top of your slope so I can slide down your sled and into your bed of whites. Last night, I did a snow dance to the snow guys, and I guess they heard me calling. Because I'm snowballing out of control for you. Ready for an avalanche or two so you can dig in and dig me out? You're my snow salvation. I'm your snow survivor. I'm not trying to snow you over. I'm just picturing snow all over you. And my mouth on your snow cone, strawberry-flavored snow moans, icicle scratches, snow pops and snow patches, snow plowed mounds for my newfound snow love, snow kisses, snow hugs, and ice cold snow sessions. This, my love, is my snow confession.
Oh, man, that is tight. What love. That is really good.
Thank you.
Man, you just don't know how good that made me feel listening to that.
All right.
I tell you what,
it made you not mind the snow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we got a lot of this snow, so we might as well have fun in it, huh?
Yeah.
And now we just need some of y'all to come in and give Doo-Wop a couple of questions and ask her what's going on. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. I see some more callers. I'm going to try to see if I can do this. Maybe it's me that's messing up. Caller, are you there? I'm trying to get these callers. Let me see if I can get one here. Hold on just a second.
Okay. All right.
Because I see them on here. I see them coming up. Okay, well, we'll get it together. You know, this is only my third show, so we're doing all right here. So, Kim, how did you come up with that? I mean, that was absolutely magnificent.
You know, every Tuesday at our open mic, we have a theme. We do a little friendly competition, and we have a theme each week that everybody's supposed to write on. So our theme 1 week was winter. And for our winter theme, that's the piece that I came up with. That's what I was feeling. And like I said, I think I ushered all of this snow in.
Oh, well, you know something? That's okay. I think it was coming anyway. It's not your fault, baby.
Okay.
I don't think it was you. But like I said,
right.
You know, this is Kim Doo-Wop Bryant. And I'll tell you, this thing, the Coochie Chronicles, really kind of reminded me a little bit of the Punani thing that's going on out there. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And hopefully I can get Miss Jessica Holter one day on the show, or even get her in town to do something with that. So, but you know, I'm just glad that you was able to come in and make it today and, you know, to call in. And we definitely want to get some more of your poetry. But like I said, 347-215-8539, this is Word Sexy Radio, and we want to do this thing just for you. So I really, like, enjoy talking to you. I'm glad we had a chance to meet, and hopefully we will continue to do things in the future.
Definitely.
You know, and I was talking to your friend Fire. She was telling me that she's going to be she's doing some writing. And, of course, I am a man of my word. We have a book that's going to be coming up. And we just, like I said, we just dropped Contagious Lust. But just so she knows, and you can let her know, Contagious Lust 2 will be coming out soon. So we're going to need some of her erotica. So
I definitely will.
Get it to me.
I sure will let it go.
Oh, yeah. So we're about helping everybody to get ahead in their dreams, you know, because everybody has a dream. It's not about getting started and then you step on everybody and forget about them. You know, I'm not that kind of guy. So I like to help everybody. You know, we're all trying to do our thing and get our grind on. So this is what we're doing. Trying to help each other get there and remembering people as we go forth. So if there's any callers out there on the line right now, you have feel free to call in 347-215-8539. And I see a couple that are here on, but for some reason I can't seem to get them to come in. But if you can hear yourself, say something, say a question or whatever you have. And see, this switchboard, I'm trying to learn the switchboard, so it could be it could be me. But anyway, when is the wedding?
July 3rd, 2011. We're making plans and preparations now.
Okay. Big wedding, small wedding?
Oh, it's gonna be big. We both have huge family, so we couldn't get around that.
Okay, well, that's good. And so now this Word Sexy deal that we want to do again, we're going to try to get that sometime in April, May time frame. So we'll definitely let you know early enough so that if you can make it, because I know you have a busy schedule, if you can make it down, we'd be happy to have you in the show. And everybody's still talking about it, matter of fact. They're still talking about it, and they're like, well, we would like to have them back. And, you know, there's a couple of people that really liked Fire because they keep talking about that part about the Burger King that she spoke in one of her poems. So, you know, they was bringing that up. So I, you know, you might as well pass that on to her, too, and hopefully maybe she'll call in. But, you know, right now we're trying to get some callers. I see callers, people calling in. If you have a question, feel free to ask your questions. So it could be me that's messing up on this keyboard because, you know, I'm learning this thing myself, but
I'm posting the number and the web address on Facebook as we speak.
I know that's right. That's right. That's how you take care of each other.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, Word Sexy is going to be every Monday. We do this thing every Monday, and it's going to be hopefully we can keep the time slot of 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all of you make adjustments accordingly. If you're on the East Coast, you know that's 7. If you're on the mountain and it's an hour behind, if you're on Pacific, it's 2 hours behind. So we're just trying to get this thing going. And we're talking live with Miss Kim Doo-Wop O'Brien. I'm sorry, I said your name wrong. Your name is Brian. I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, Brian.
Don't get me.
And I will say we're trying to get involved with the Fringe Festival down there in Kansas City, and hopefully we can bring the Coochie Chronicles to you.
Well, we want to see that. And if you do, you let me know so we can make sure
I will get it out
to all my listeners and everybody around, because everybody wants to see the Coochie Chronicles.
Trust me.
I know I do. You know, I know it's not like the vagina monologue, so whatever, we're going to get into this thing. And coming from the sisters, I know it's going to be excellent. So, but, yeah, that's great. That is really great. So, Kim, what else are you going to grace us with?
Well, I have a piece. This is one of my signature pieces, and this is one of the pieces that I share in the Coochie Chronicles spoken word stage play. And it's called HOE, so I'll share this with you.
All right. Well, here she is, Miss Kim Doo-Wop Bryant.
HOE is what I be. Because these niggas only stimulate me physically and financially. See, I can be whatever they want me to be for the right price. Because be it wrong or right, y'all all know that money makes the world go round. And that love shit, that's for the birds. Fuck what you heard. I got bills to pay and my rent's due. Not to mention daycare payments and diapers, too. See, where I'm from, it's do or get done. Shit, I ain't the only one. Wives fuck their husbands for money, too. I just get more than they do. Cause I do more. Call me a whore, my feelings won't get hurt. Cause I flirt with your man, too. And while you cooking and cleaning and washing his clothes, I'll be his good little hoe. So keep nagging and complaining about the late nights he keeps. And yes, daddy, I, poppy, is what he'll hear from me. See, I'll be for him what your morals won't allow you to be. And while you trying to be freak free, he'll run to me. And I'll back it up, flip it, and slob it down, and straight get with it until he's calling my name. Ain't nothing personal, just the rules of the game. Play or get played. If you want this ass, you better have the cash. If you want to play the boss, then you got to pay the cost, see, because I got that bomb-ass coochie. And it damn sure ain't free. It comes with at least a car note or a mortgage payment for me. Spas and salons, trips to Milan, shopping in Paris, fox furs and minks, beachside bungalows and diamonds on my toes, penthouse suites and fine leathers from Italy, African safaris and Jamaican breeze. See, I decide what it's worth, and that works for me. So don't hate the player, hate the game. Hate the society that made me this way. Hate white supremacy and the life that taught me how to survive by any means necessary. So call me a hoe, because a hoe is what I be. But don't forget to mention that I'm a paid H-O-E.
Don't count right. Boy, I tell you, boy, that is too hot for me.
Thank you.
And you know, it sounds even better now that I'm getting it just with me hearing it, because when you did it at Word Sexy, it was tight and everybody was loving it, but it seemed like you put a little bit more emphasis into it tonight, which is very
okay.
Good. I like that. This is, like I said,
you.
Yes, this is Kim, Doo-Wop Brian on the show tonight. And if you got anything, just if you just want to just listen, the number is 347-215-8539. And she's going to be here for a little bit longer. Hopefully I'm not holding her up. But,
oh, no, I got that.
Okay, well, this is Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to keep on talking to Miss Kim. So, all right, Kim, I tell you, man, you be coming up with some great stuff.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're going to have to put some of this down somewhere on a album or on a book or something so people can
definitely
get back to this. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
It'd be, yeah. So I'm sure, I mean, are you working on anything else new that could be coming up? Or, because, you know, I'm going to be doing some, I'm hopefully going to be doing some screenplays and trying to get into the movies eventually with the Scandalous Motives deal. And
oh, wow.
We definitely want to do, and on the show, we want to have some segments also where some of the speaking or reading of Scandalous Motives, maybe parts being done on the show, you know, as a weekly thing.
Mm-hmm.
So people can get a little piece like a soap opera of the show. So we might need your voice. Might need your voice if you don't mind. And, of course, we'll make sure you well compensated.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. It would be my pleasure.
All
you have
right.
Some wonderful things going on, Red Snapper. I just want to congratulate you on everything that you're doing. It's really been my pleasure to meet you and to know you, and I'm really looking forward to the future.
I know that's right, and you're definitely going to be in my future. So this is Word Sexy Radio. Remember, you can call in at 347-215-8539. If I'm saying it too fast, let me do it slow. 347-215-8539. Call in. Let's hear from you. I think we got another caller here. Hopefully the caller will say something this time. Are you there, caller? You know, these callers are calling in.
Oh, I hear somebody.
Okay, caller, go ahead and state who you are and where you call from.
Oh, Laura.
No, but this is D from the ATL.
Okay, we got a couple of callers. There's D and
all
okay.
Laura Wise from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, Laura.
How you doing?
Hey, you.
Right. Hey, do you have any questions for Ms. Doo-Wop? First, starting with the lady that just called in, do you have any questions that you might want to ask Ms. Doo-Wop tonight?
Where does all your inspiration come from, Ms. Kim?
Well, Miss Laura Wise, you know, I'm inspired by all kinds of things, things that I've been through, things I've experienced, things I see other people experience and that I can learn from as well. And, you know, some things are just fun, you know, just fun things to do just to uplift people's spirits and make them feel good.
All right. That sounds good. Now, Mr. D, this is a loyal caller that calls in every week. Mr. D, how you doing,
Mr. D?
What's going on? Miss Kim, Red Snapper, what's going on, Doc?
Everything's
good.
How
you doing? Now, do you have a question for my special guest?
Oh, yes, yes, Miss Kim. First, congratulations. Been listening to the show on getting engaged.
All right, thank you.
Your poems are very lovely.
Thank you.
Brother, feeling real good.
All right.
Well, she's going to do another one before we get off of here.
I'm planning on coming to Atlanta soon, D. I'm planning on coming to Atlanta real soon.
Appreciate it. Holla at the brother.
All right.
Young lady that called, the caller. What's your name again, please?
Laura Wise,
how you doing? Do you have anything else that you would like to ask Ms. Kim?
No, I don't have anything else. I just want to tell her that I appreciate her. I love all her pieces, and that, you know, I'm just really proud of her.
Thank you, Laura. Miss Wise is a phenomenal poet herself.
Oh, really? Then we're going to have to see if we can get you on the show one day, Miss Wise.
Oh, no problem.
All right. Well, then, when you get a chance, I need you to go to my email and write me and give me your information so we can get in contact with you. The email address is urbanerotic@gmail.com. So when you get a chance, just write me, give me your information, and we'll see what we can do about getting you on the show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Now,
thanks, Laura.
Because, D, you're the man that always call in. You always do your thing, man. You call in and you're a loyal fan, so I'm glad to have you aboard, my brother. You said you liked the pieces. What did you like about the pieces?
Well, I actually had a question. The pieces are very, very sensual.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely very erotic. The question I had, how does your fiance handle your obvious talent with the spoken word?
You know what? That's an excellent
question,
D. Excellent
question.
He is the most supportive person ever I've known in my life. It's really because of him, a large part of why I do what I do and, you know, why I continue to move and grow in what I do is because I have his support. You know, he knows that my love is there for him and I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's right.
So,
yeah,
you know, just the fact that I'm able to entertain and, you know, and we can go places all over. And it seems like everywhere we go, I know somebody. But, you know, he's not intimidated by that at all. He just loves what I do.
But that's good. That sounds really good. I tell you, it's nothing like having somebody that can support you in what you do. And, you know, it gives you that strength and that drive to go forth, to go on and to do more in life. You know what I'm saying? So I am just happy that you found the love of your life because there's a lot of people out there that don't have it. So,
right.
Like I said now, call in 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and you can ask your questions to my guest, Miss Kim Duwop Bryant. Is that a caller out there?
We got a new caller on the line?
Sounds like we got a new caller. If you do, could you turn down your system so we can hear your question?
Okay, how you doing? What's good? This is Louisville Zone Stress.
Hey, Stress, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, baby. I just wanted to call. I really don't know what the topic's too much about. I just seen you was doing your thing on the radio, and I wanted to wish you love and blessings. You know what I mean? I started doing my comedy about the same time you started doing your poetry and everything, man.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's always good to see, my fellow people that I started my thing with keep on doing, because, you know, only the strong survive in this game that we're doing. This entertainment game is hard. So, you know what I mean? Got much love for you, baby, and, you know, keep pushing.
Thank you, Stress. I love you.
No problem, baby. I'm gone.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, brother. All right. That's good to hear from him. All right. You got a lot of fans out there, don't you, Miss Kim?
Hey, that's a whole lot of love around here.
That's right. That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
He was calling in from Louisville, Kentucky, actually.
But see, there you go. That's the way you do this thing. You try to spread the love and help everybody else out, and they will remember. So like
yes.
I said, now, we're getting calls from everywhere. Come on, call Miss Kim, 347-215-8539, and ask your questions about this famous and phenomenal spoken word art. All right. So you're going to have some books coming out, Kim?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and get a project on out there. I got people to keep asking for it. So, you know, I'm going to have to go ahead and give them what they want.
We definitely want that. And I know we're going to get some of that, like you said, you're going to do an album. So we definitely want to get that. Now, Dee,
mm-hmm.
are you still on the line? I think Mr. Dee is gone right now. But, yeah, we're glad, like I said, to have you on the show. We're just elated that able to meet. And I have to tell this story real quick, how I was able to meet Miss Dubois. Getting ready for a show, which was the first Word Sexy show we did here in Kansas City. And her auntie actually came on Facebook and told me, you need to contact this person here because they are phenomenal and you need to get them to come. So from that point, that's how it all got started.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We got in contact and we did the Word Sexy show and it was great and we were planning to do another one so that's how I was able to meet you, Kim.
Oh yeah, you thought I was in Kansas City, huh?
Well, no, I knew she had told me that she was
in Cincinnati,
but
okay.
It elated me that you were able to come down, which I was glad
yes.
she was able to do that. So, and that's what you got to do on this thing. You got to grind and get out there and get it
mm-hmm.
out there because nobody can do it better than you. So. That's what you have to do. So
that's right.
All
that's
right.
right.
So I know, like I said, when you get this book ready, just let us know. I mean, maybe we can help you get that book out.
Yeah, I believe that you can because I know you got things going on in the publishing arena.
That's right. That's right. Matter of fact, not trying to blow my own horn here, but I do have a book this month called Contagious Lust. And in a couple of months here, I have another book coming out called Memoirs to a Creole Crime Cartel, which is a prequel to the Scandalous Motive series that's going to be coming out sometime this summer. And at the end of the year, close to September, October time frame, the book Closet Freak will be coming out. So you need to be looking for those. Those are coming out this year. So we're trying to get our ground on as well. So are you ready to do your next piece? I think we got about 25 minutes left, and you can take your time.
All right, I'm gonna do this piece. Talk a little bit about love, if that's all right.
Hey, you know we always like to hear that.
Okay, all right. This piece right here is called Crazy.
Okay.
Crazy is as crazy does, and I must be crazy in love. It's like the love bug has contaminated my blood with microorganisms and jisms, filling me up with great expectations of constant bliss. Got me perpetrating and talking shit and doing shit like cooking and cleaning and washing his clothes and wiping his nose and rubbing his toes, and God knows that ain't me. Straight up crazy I must be, because this brother's got me spending my money buying dreams, smoking trees and hanging to the wee hours of the morning, crack of dawn and kicking other niggas to the curb. Word. Crazy is as crazy does, and I must be crazy in love. 'Cause I'm seriously thinking about taking his name and bearing his seed to carry his name in fame. I claim him as mine even when it's not reciprocated. 'Cause as I stated, I'm crazy in love. Doves fly in my eyes when I see him. Butterflies flutter in my gut when I touch him. My nostrils stand at attention when I smell him. I tell him I love him every day, and in every way I stay true. Even when I don't have a clue of where he is or where he's been, no other man can stand in his shoes when he do what he do to me. 'Cause as I said, I'm crazy in love, or maybe I'm just crazy.
That's great. I tell you, man. You know, you can tell when it's a person, when they do spoken word, that they're really into it and not just for the fame and fortune, because there are some spoken word artists, and I'm just speaking I'm not saying that I'm the expert in this, but there's a lot of spoken word artists who do this thing, and they want to do it just to, so they can be seen or whatever the reasons. But I tell you, I can tell that you're really into this because you love what you do and you love expressing it. So
I really do.
That expression that you bring out in this thing, because and then you go around the world, around the country, and you don't mind getting out so people can know who you are. I mean, because you can do it. Now, is there in the future any Def Jam poetry or anything like that coming up for you, maybe?
I don't know yet. I got to get my package together and get it on out there so I can, you know, be out there on a wider scale. And, you know, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, well, I think you have the talent, and you definitely can get out there, and you have the poems definitely that, coming from your heart that you can actually do this. So I think that you should look into that. And like I said, I'm going to try my best to, you know, support you as best as I possibly can, as that can go. So like I said, if you want to ask him some questions, be sure to call in right now, 347-215-8539, and you can ask her questions, and she's such a lovable person. She'll be able to answer them for you. And trust me, if you get into her business, she'll let you know, I'm sure. So you know how that goes. But anyway, I think that you, I mean, and doing this, I'm sure you have a lot of pieces. Do you have, like, I mean, how many pieces of poetic poetry do you think that you have that you've put together over the years?
Oh, wow.
It's a lot. I'm sure you have a lot.
A lot of pieces.
Yeah.
You know, some, you know, a lot that I share. And a lot that are just for me, you know, a lot that are just therapeutic, that way for me to, you know, get things off of my mind and off of my chest and, you know, so I can just go and make it to the next day.
And that's what it's about. So, you know, people I think that are seriously about their craft and serious about what they do, just like the writing. When I do my writing, I do it because I enjoy writing. It's about money, but it ain't about money, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to make money when you put it out there. But to me, I'd rather, if I have to give my work away, and I'm not going to give too much away, but if I have to give it away, you know what I'm saying, and make somebody happy who really wants to read it, if they tell me, I really want to read your book, I just don't have the money, you know, I go ahead on it and give it to them because I want them to enjoy the work. And if they've already had some of the work and they want more of it, then I try to give it to them because it's about trying to get your craft out there, and you want to help people to be able to see what you're seeing and come into your world.
Mm-hmm. You got to show love to get love.
That's right. And you know, some don't understand that. But like I said, you know, it's a joy. It's just a joy in my heart when I do it, and I know it's got to be for you. Have you helped others in this craft to be as good as you to try to go forth in this?
You know, as much as I am a poet and, you know, a hostess, I am that much or even more a promoter of other people and their craft and their art. You know, I've been told that it don't matter who gets up there and gets on the mic. I show them, hey, you did good job. You know, because I feel like encouragement is what it's all about. And if we continue to encourage each other, then we can only get better and grow stronger. And you know, and it's just good. It's good to put love out there, like I said, because when you put love out there, you get love in return. And who don't need love?
That's right. Now, is there any callers on the line? I see a 5971 last four. Are you there? Did I hear someone? I thought I heard someone in the background. But if there's anybody out there that has a question, just state your name and let us know where you're from. Okay. All right. Well, like I said, the number 347-215-8539. Feel free to call in, and like I said, next week we'll be discussing. We'll have a new. Well, she's not new. She's been in the game for a minute. She's a up and coming adulteress, authoress. I ain't gonna say adulteress. That's the wrong thing to say. But she's a great author. Okay.
Okay.
I need to say that. So hopefully she won't kill me. I don't even know if I want to say her name now because I. So I'm going to wait on that one. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I want that to kind of slip away from everyone. Because she's not that. But she's a phenomenal author. Her name is Shay Nolan, and she has out a couple of books, and her latest book that she has out, novel now, is called Everything You Owe Me, and she's from Kansas City. She's doing her thing, and we're going to have her on the show next week, and she's going to talk about her up-and-coming projects. She's done several books. She self-published her first book, and she got signed with Holly Grove Publishing, which is a black-owned publishing company, where she has done this book, Everyone You Owe Me, and she's also going to be doing her new book that's coming out this summer called Greedy. So we'll be talking to her about that. But right now, we got Ms. Kim Duwop Bryant on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She is phenomenal, and she's given us great spoken word. And we got about 19 minutes left before we have to go off the air. Is there anything else you want to say before we go? Or you have another poem you might want to do? Or a little short one?
I do. I got my signature piece. I call it my namesake poem, and it's a little erotic, too. So I'll go ahead and do this. It's called Wind for Me.
Ooh, go.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're ready, ma'am, you go ahead.
All right. Thoughts of last night sent chills down my spine, reminiscing on how you whined for me. It gets deep, deeper than Atlantis. Can it get any better or wetter than me? Shorty, doo-wop, on top, squeezing that juicy tube with my juicy fruit-flavored vice. Thrice times, 10 times a minute, every other second, my power showers you with blessings. No stressing or need for KY jelly, baby, 'cause you got me. Shorty, doo-wop. Thrice times, 10 times a minute, in it to win it like a race, claiming the first place prize. When I rise up and drop it like it's hot, the name is doo-wop. So sing it, say it, yell it, no, spell it. D-U-W-A-U-P is that thing. Don't you agree? When I put my mic down and my smack down, even funny clowns get serious and curious about my real name and where I'm from. 'Cause no other one intrigues them like Kim, so fill it to the rim with my grace and glory and stories of a short, sexy, sagacious Sagittarius. It gets scary 'cause thoughts of last night send chills down your spine, reminiscing on how I whined. When my bombs drop like Hiroshima atomic when they explode, taking control of your every move, commanding you to do as I do and as I please. So whine for me, baby. Whine for me.
Oh, man. Boy, that was hot, man. I tell you.
Thank you.
Boy, I tell you. I mean, like I said, I've heard you do these before. But mm-hmm. it sounds so much better when I'm hearing you
in your ear.
That's right. There you go. And it's great. I tell you, man, this is a phenomenal spoken word artist. She is doing her thing, and her name is Kim Duwop Bryant. And for those of you who called in and tried to get your word in, I'm sorry if I didn't get you. But we're glad that those that did get through was able to get in and get their call and, you know, their questions in. And, Kim, we thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. I so appreciate you.
And we definitely will have you back again whenever you're ready. Just let us know,
mm-hmm.
or I will call
mm-hmm.
you and contact you definitely. And we will definitely get you back on. And like I said, you know, we're here to promote each other, to help each other get forward, to go forward. It's not about being in the crab mentality on this show. So
Right.
So we're going to keep going. And I tell you, man, those
And will I be seeing you soon in this area around April?
Yes, you will. I'll be coming up there. My fraternity is having a Midwest Regional Convention up there. I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And we're going to be up in that area. So we definitely will be getting in contact. And
definitely.
If you have anything that's going on, we will definitely like to see what y'all can offer us.
You got to come through.
All right, so Kim, before we go, we got about 15
uh-huh.
minutes. Is there any shout-outs or anything that you want to say to your fans?
Yes. I want to say thank you to everybody who shows me continuous love and support. You know, I've been doing this this poetry thing, quote unquote, for a while now, and there's been some ups and some downs, but, you know, some people who really stayed and stuck through with me along the way. And, you know, to them, I say thank you. To all of the new people that I'm just meeting, like yourself, you know, all the new love that I'm getting, I really do appreciate everybody. I want to give a shout out to Laura Wise. Thank you for calling. To Lil Booze on Stress, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate y'all. To everybody who's hitting me up on Facebook right now, giving me shout out, showing me love, I really appreciate everybody. And to my sweet, sweet honey, Gino, I love you. Thank you for supporting me through this and, you know, helping to see me through.
All right. That was really sweet there. I like that. Okay. Well, you heard it here, Word Sexy Radio. We got Miss Kim do our bribe for about 10, 15 minutes. And before we go, I just want to give you a little bit of what's coming up in the future. Like I said, the next show, we're going to have Shay Nolan on. She's going to give us her story and what's going on with herself. Her book.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing, like I said, is we just want to bring new people that's coming up in the literary world, the spoken word world, anything. You know, it's not just about that, but anybody that's doing something in the neighborhood that's trying to get themselves up there in a positive light, you know, comedians, everybody, like the comedian that called in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can have
mm-hmm.
you. We can have Miss Wise on the show. We can do that.
Oh,
that's not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
All we have to do is just work this thing out so we can help each other, because if we help each other get there, we can make it. So, and to all my fans, I thank you for your support and everything that you've done and are doing to help Red Snapper to go forth, because I tell you, this erotic fiction thing is sometimes is kind of hard for some folks, because a lot of people don't want people to know that they're into this, and then they'll do it behind their backs or whatever. But you know, it's all about you trying to get what you can. So, so you know, we just thank all of you for your support, and we're going to keep doing it. So, that shout out you did, that was really good.
Thank you.
I guess Mr. D is gone, because I saw him. He's still on the line, but I don't know if he's still want to ask any questions or anything, or anybody else out there. But like I said, I thank you all for your support, and hopefully the more you support, the more the show will grow, it will move forth, and we'll be able to do more talking about all subjects. So one last thing. We had on the first show, we had a question, Kim, and I'm not trying to bust you out, but the question was,
okay.
You probably can elaborate a little bit on this. The question was, why do men want to have a freak in the bed, but then when it's time to get married, they don't want to have them? What is your thought on that?
Well, my thought is that I don't think that there's a time that a man doesn't want to have a freak in the bed. I think they want to have a freak in the bed at all times, but the woman that is theirs, that they claim, that they, you know, share those vows with to death do they part, they want her to be a lady in the street. And ain't nothing wrong with that, you know.
Right.
You gotta you gotta show some love and some respect when you out there. But ain't nothing wrong when you get home and what's between you and him, y'all do it and it's good. And as long as you ain't worried about it, he ain't worried about it. And y'all can take it as far as y'all want to go.
I know that's right. See, that's a woman's answer. You see what I'm saying? That's great. We had some people call in and they tried, you know, some guys, and they tried to say that, you know, they was be embarrassed and all this. I mean, what does it matter what the woman did in the past? It doesn't matter. Or what the man, for that matter, did in the past. If they're with you now and you're enjoying each other and they're only with you, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
So, and I tried to get some people to call in. I couldn't get any women to call in for that question, but there was a couple of men that did. And I think Dee from Atlanta called in on that one. And
okay.
He had his philosophy and thoughts about it. And, you know, that's just the way it is. But we'll be doing more questions like that in the future, too. So, but we got about 10 minutes left. And before we go, like you said, you did all your shout-outs and everything. But I guess we love hearing your poems, and we want you to continue to go forth in it and don't give up. And don't let nobody tell you that you're not nothing, because that's not true. So, and I sometimes have to remind myself, too.
Remind yourself, yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, everybody's not going to agree with what you do. But the thing is if you enjoy doing it and you're doing it, you know, not to degrade anybody or anything, but just to bring out something that's in you, then you should do it. And I think that's excellent. So for those of you who are still out there, we got about 10 minutes left, 347-215-8539. You might be able to get a call in before it's over. If not, then we'll just have to catch you next time. But
We'll be back.
You know, yes, that's right. So, is it still snowing up there in Ohio, or is it?
Well, it's still warmed up. The snow is melting, you know. But it's February, and we're in Ohio, so you never know what's gonna happen.
Right. You know, I'm surprised that poem you did, that the winter poem that you did, didn't melt the snow anyway. Because it was that tight.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, now I'm sure you probably heard this too, and then I'm going to go, and hopefully I won't embarrass you with this one. But, you know, you remind me a little bit of Miss Jill Scott. You know that. I'm sure you've heard that before.
I have heard that. That's definitely a compliment. I love me some Jill Scott.
Yeah, especially when you talk and you get to doing your poems, it sounds a lot like her. And I know you're not trying to, because you have your own sound, but the thing is it sounds a lot like what she tries to do. And I know she likes spoken words. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not sure. She's not from that area, is she?
She's from Philly.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was somewhere
in
that.
She's on
the East Coast. Oh, yeah, she's East Coast. Okay. Well, you guys are kind of East Coast too, right?
Well, no, we're Midwest. We're not far from Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh is like all the way on the other side, on the west side of Pennsylvania, where Philly is all the way over on the east side of Pennsylvania. So that's why it seems like we would be closer to Philly, but we're not. We're probably a good 8-9 hours away.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just a few hours away from Pittsburgh, though, and not many hours away from you.
That's right. That's right. You're really not. But you know something? I'm glad that you was able to make time to call into the show, and we're glad to have you as a guest. And I'm not going to hold you up, because I know you got some more creativity that's going on.
Well,
so.
I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, and no problem. And when we get a chance, probably after the show, I'm going to give you a call so I can thank you personally. But I just want everybody to know this is Word Sexy Radio, and if you want to hear more of this, it's every Monday. And our new time now is going to be 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call in, get your questions in. The number to call in is always 347-215-8539. And I'm your host, Red Snapper, and this is Word Sexy Radio. All right, Kim.
Thank you.
We're going to let this thing go on. So we'll be talking to you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you again.
Bye-bye.
And you've heard it right here on Word Sexy Radio. So make sure you tune in next week. We'll be having Miss Shay Nolan in. She's gonna hold it down. Yeah, we thank y'all for those who called in and support, and that's what it's all about, keeping that support going on. So if you ever need me to do any advertisements or anything like that, just email me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we'll take care of that for you. You've been listening to Word Sexy Radio, the show where everybody is somebody. Your host, Red Snapper.